Bad Prayers? A daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Thursday, July 24th, 2025. The text comes from Luke 11. Now, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Kerrivo writes, "Over the years, I've met some people who are worried about making mistakes in prayer. They worry that they might accidentally ask for the wrong thing, and God will say, 'Yes,' resulting in some sort of disaster. One of my friends worried that she had caused a death this way, even though what she asked for was good. Jesus shows us that we don't need to worry about this, ever. God will not take our innocent prayers and turn them into something we regret ever asking for. Jesus gives the example of a hungry child asking for a fish or an egg. His father will not give him a snake or a scorpion. Good fathers don't do that sort of thing. We can extend that logic a little further, too. What if the child actually asks for a snake or a scorpion because he was young and didn't understand the danger? Would the father give him what he asked for to teach him a lesson? Of course not. Only an abuser or a murderer would do such a thing. A good father would say, 'No, you can't have that,' and then give him something good, like a donut." Of course, for those of us who have experienced abuse, it can be hard to trust the invisible God, hard to remember that he is not an abuser. But whenever we worry, we can look at Jesus, because he is the image of the invisible God. Jesus is God become a man, so that we can see everything he says and does, that it is good and holy and loving. He would never abuse anybody. In fact, he laid down his life for us to rescue us from the power of evil and to give us everlasting life. Now that he is risen from the dead, we have Jesus forever to care for us and bring us safely home to his Father in heaven. We have his Spirit to teach us how to pray. And if we make mistakes, we have the mercy and love of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to comfort us and give us the good things he knows we need, whether we understand or not, because he loves us. We pray. Thank you, Lord, that you don't hold my mistakes against me. You love me. Amen.